This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything. Make sure TMB can hear the feed.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nothing.
The drought shall set you
Crickets.
Free.
All right, stand by.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
and say hello to Ty Bollinger as we crank up another edition of Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB. We were just chatting with our friends on YouTube. Now we got to welcome everybody on radio. It seems so old news now, radio.
Robert Scott Bell, how are you, my friend?
Now who's this? Who could it be? I thought it was Ty.
It was kind of like a mixture of Sean Connery with, I don't know, somebody, some English guy. It was kind of like it was a horrible accent. Sorry to start the show off that way.
No, it's okay. It's like I was expecting Hillbilly Hank, but it threw me for a moment there. But we got.
Well, you know, when I try to imitate anybody except Hillbilly Hank, it kind of screws me up. So I was doing my best Sean Connery there, but that was pretty lame.
It's kind of appropriate because our buddy Paul Barrettiero from Synergy Science Echo Water is in Scotland right now.
He's in Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland, and he's wearing a kilt, and he says, "Get in my belly."
You tell the lords that Scotland is free.
Yes, exactly. It was William Wallace.
William Wallace.
So, for our radio audience that's just joined us, we're also streaming on YouTube. You can find that at robertscottbell.com. We've got the Truth About Cancer Live coming up, the big event. A few tickets still remain. If you want to join us, please do. It's going to be a great, great weekend, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And you'll be able to, you know, meet some of your heroes. I'm meeting my heroes when I'm there. So it's going to be an amazing event. And if you haven't already planned to do it, these things, when they come by, these opportunities are fleeting. And it's not one to look and say, I'll try it next year. Don't wait around. You never know what's going to happen. Take advantage. Come and see us now and make your reservations. It's a great time to do it. And
it is.
We'll be together.
It is. So we're so excited about it. And one of the things that, you know, Organics is sponsoring the symposium, the live event this year. And Organics has made available 100 free tickets for cancer patients.
Nice.
So we announced that about a week ago. And we've got thousands of people wanting to come.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's only a couple hundred seats left, and we're going to give those away. But anyway, I think it's something that we needed to do. We felt like we wanted to give away some seats to people that maybe not couldn't afford it but had cancer. So
sure.
There's going to be a lot of cancer patients there. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be very educational. And anywhere that Robert Scott Bell is, I want to be. And so he'll be there. So you need to be there, or if you'll be an equilateral, equiangular rhombus, which is a square.
Unless I say, get in my belly. You say, no, Robert, I like you, but I'm not getting in your belly. Okay. And we're okay with that. But if somebody still wants them, again, this is really great that you're offering some free tickets for people who have cancer. What about folks that still want to come that have been kind of dawdling and weren't sure? Are there any way that they can buy in?
I think there's a few there's a few tickets left. I don't know what that means, whether that's 10 or 100.
Okay.
I think there's a few tickets left, though. But they won't be available for long. The 200 of them are going to be gone with the free ones for the people that have cancer. So there's not much left. I'd recommend that you get it. It's going to be jam-packed with 1,500 people and all the health heroes. And, you know, Robert Scott Bell, you're our hero, buddy. That anywhere you're at, we want to be at because we love you. We were leaving Detroit, and Charlene was remarking about you, and she said, Robert is the nicest guy. He's always so happy, and it always feels so good to be around him. So just so you know, we appreciate you.
Well, when you're not looking and I'm not on the air, I'm grumbling and miserable and sad, and it's just awful. You would never want to be around me off the air.
I find that hard to believe, laddie.
Okay. Well, I tried to put one over on you. It didn't work. I've got to work on my my kidding abilities. Now, the first story of the day comes from Natural News. S.D. Wells wrote this, and it's entitled Top 7 Health Protecting Executive Decisions No POTUS Will Ever Probably Make. Will Probably Ever Make. Not if they want to live, I think. That's my sense of where this article might be going. Were you able to look at this one?
I was, believe it or not. I was telling Bryce before the show that I'm going to do better than I normally do, and I'm going to at least look at one of the articles. So this was my one.
Yeah.
So I'm ahead of the game from what I'm normally prepared for. So, this seven, I read through them, and I'd have to agree we're probably not going to see this ever happen, even though it's possible that one might come true, label or ban all GMO products nationwide. The reason I say that
– that's the most likely one, you think?
I think so, because in talking to Jeffrey Smith over the last couple of years, and specifically within the last couple of months, mm-hmm. he really feels like we're at a point that there's enough people waking up that we really have the possibility in the United States where he calls a tipping point to push back on GMOs nationwide and get them labeled and banned.
Right.
So he really feels that, and that's the guy that probably has his finger on the pulse of GMO legislation better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the second one on the list. I'm certainly, and Jeffrey's a good friend of ours, and we've been talking with him, have him on the show as often as we can, as busy as he is traveling around the world.
Yeah.
And you're right, because some of the, on the state level, it's already been done, but then they superseded it with the DARC Act, even though that is not an appropriate use of the Supremacy Act or Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. So I'd like to see GMOs, outright banned at this point because they haven't proven safety. In fact, the other side of the equation is it's not safe, and that has been proven. Number two on the list, I think this could happen.
It's
outlaw television advertisements for prescription medications. New Zealand and the United States, only two countries on planet Earth that allow direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs. Ask your doctor if he will give you that, right? That whole idea. It's like, shouldn't the doctor know that? Why are you going to ask your doctor about this? Well, of course, the game is rigged. And if the drug industry couldn't directly advertise to consumers, no one would know about their drugs because the doctors would probably not benefit as much from their prescription. And, of course, the people would be healthier. But then also, think about this, TMB. Mainstream media would be severely hampered in their ability to dish out propaganda because the money that they're getting, maybe 50 or 60% of their ad revenue, is coming from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, that's the biggie here. I mean, of course, it's possible that this would happen, but Big Pharma is such a huge lobby. I wonder if that would ever happen. I mean, I would love to see it because, as you mentioned, New Zealand and the United States are the only two countries where direct-to-consumer advertising is allowed with prescription medications. Nowhere else in the world. So I'd love to see that happen. It's certainly possible, but Big Pharma's got a huge lobby.
Well, they do. They do. But if Trump, more than any other president of recent memory or of ever maybe of the pharmaceutical era, has recognized the dangerousness and deadliness of Big Pharma and what they do through their lobbying. So I think that's an interesting strategy we should all think about. If you pray on it by all means. That could save a lot of lives if we'd stop with the direct propagandizing of the patients who don't know better going in to demand these drugs from their doctor. Mm-hmm. So what's next on the list here?
Number three, allow natural supplement labels to state they cure or prevent diseases, but that they really do cure.
Mm-hmm.
That'll never happen, unfortunately. As long as there's an FDA, that'll never happen.
Well, the thing is, and here we go strategically, the FDA, the bureaucratic oligarchy, as they are part of, is part of the executive branch of government. And when Congress passes a law, they don't actually make all the rules, even though they're by Constitution supposed to. And so they turn it over to a bunch of bureaucrats who are unelected and continue on no matter there's a Democrat or Republican in the White House. So in theory, if not in practice, it hasn't happened, but in theory, Trump could call it to the carpet and go, you know what? Back off FTC, back off FDA. If a dietary supplement company has good science, as many of them do, to support claims, then don't prosecute or persecute them for making those claims.
True. Which is why neither you nor I will ever be appointed or elected president of the United States.
Right.
That'd be one of the first things that we'd do. So.
Yeah. This next one, number four on the list, not going to happen, but it would be great based on what the CDC whistleblower said. force the CDC to test vaccines for safety and efficacy and publish the true results.
Oh, really? That's almost comedy. CDC and truth in the same sentence.
You caught that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. The thing is, if there were tests conducted, and there have been some that have been overviewed to reveal the fact that vaccinated populations are far less healthy in terms of general health outcomes than those who have not been vaccinated, the reality is you don't want the CDC anywhere near a study because it would be corrupt by definition, as every one of them that they've revealed on vaccines not causing autism is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to get. We've seen what they do with truth. They bury truth. They embargo truth in their own words. They take truth and throw it into trash cans at the CDC office so that the public can't read the truth. The CDC is antithetical to the truth about vaccines specifically.
How about outlawing dangerous pesticides like atrazine and glyphosate from being used on U.S. crops? You think that's likely to happen at a presidential level?
Nope. Not even remotely possible. I don't think it's possible. Is it probable? No. I think that would never happen.
You know, the irony here is, there's a restaurant in Washington D.C. Have you been to it yet? I've told you about it. Called what is it? Now I just blanked out on it. Restaurant Nora, N-O-R-A. Restaurant Nora.
No,
Nora
Puglia. I haven't seen it.
It's the first certified organic restaurant in the United States. It's been around back during the Clinton administration. And Bill Clinton liked to go there to eat. He ate organic food, right? We heard rumor that the Obamas ate organic food, or she tried to start an organic garden. And we know that Melania is, did I say that right? Is very, very conscious about the food that their son gets to eat.
Yeah.
So there is consciousness at the level of the president, but it doesn't seem to trickle out through the rest of the government to say, you know, I want to eat this way, but everybody else can have their pesticides.
True. And, you know, it goes across the board with Monsanto that's mentioned there as well, right? So Monsanto doesn't even serve their own food in its own cafeteria. People know, companies know that eating organic is the right thing to do. But this is such big business. Like Mike says, I don't think this will ever it'll never stop in the United States, you know, these pesticides. There's always going to be some pesticides being used that are going to be harming the population.
Well, and I don't want to be a bummer of an opening here, because I'd like to see that there are miracles that can occur, and I know that you believe that too, Ty. But at the same point, if we just analyze it politically and we say if the president wants to live, he or she is probably not going to implement some of these seven things. We've got two more to go on the other side of this break, and we'll review some other stories with you. Those of you watching on the YouTube channel, you are going to hear some off-the-record, behind-the-scenes discussion of me and TMB while we're on commercial break here. But say thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are all there. And come see us at the Truth About Cancer live event, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. Coming right back with more Ty Bollinger.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, reminding you folks, the book that Ty Bollinger and I put together is still going strong out there on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the people are loving it. It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get it online there, or you can go right to unlockthepowertoheal.com and you get the full-color ebook version of it that TMB put together with all the great illustrations and fun pictures as well. So that's still going strong. We open with the top seven health-protecting executive decisions that no president of the United States will ever make if they want to live. And we're down to number, I believe, six and seven. But I guess the counterpoint to all this is don't wait for a president to make these decisions. You've got to start making it for yourself. We stop asking for permission where none is required. Then we start living as we were intended to live by that which created us, and it ain't government.
That's right. It ain't government. And the answer to number six is, will they ever allow natural cures for cancer that really work to be used in all the mainstream hospitals? That's doubtful. Now, they might allow them to be used, but I doubt that they'll ever be allow them to be used as a cure, right? So that's the big differentiating factor is you might be able to, you know, talk your doc into letting you use some turmeric or aloe vera or oil of oregano, but he's never going to be able to tell you, hey, yeah, here's the curative properties of that substance. I doubt that will ever happen. But at the same time, Robert, you know, the good thing is when you look at it, I guess from a logical perspective, there's really not anything that should be called a cure for cancer. Aren't there just substances that give our body the fuel that it needs so that it does the healing?
Yes, exactly. Any natural cure for cancer is actually a natural way to enhance your function, your immune system, to overcome that which shouldn't be there if your immune system were fully intact. So a very good and important distinction to make. And by the way, the hospitals eventually will, if not outright embrace it, will certainly allow it simply because the people are starting to leave and go, you know what? We're not going to be a customer of yours because what you're doing is killing people, not helping people. So they'll be forced into it for economic survival and viability.
Yeah, I think that you'll be able to have access to all these things. I just wonder if they'll ever actually be called cures. But regardless, you know, we agree that the body's what does the healing. That's why the power to heal is yours is so appropriate. It is. And our body's what does the healing. We just got to fuel it with the right stuff.
Yeah. Now, what about number 7? Do you think they'll have toxic? A president would say, remove all fluoride from U.S. tap water.
Doubtful. Now, we are seeing a lot of municipalities and a lot of larger cities, well, not the largest, but larger cities moving away from fluoridating their tap water. So I'm optimistic that this is moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Will we ever see it removed universally across the United States municipalities? I doubt it, but we can certainly go one at a time and reduce them.
Yeah, it's probably not a federal issue anyway, but, you know, if the EPA was actually protecting the public and the FDA, they would say a known neurotoxic poison that increases uptake of heavy metals should be banned from all water supplies everywhere. Hey, folks, when science gets it right, we acknowledge it. But sometimes they pay for studies that are so dunderheaded, the results are so obvious, they can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Move a Little and You Might Not Get Cancer. That's right. A study. What did it find? TMB, did you see this?
Yeah, Robert, this is one of the others that I read. New York Times article, fitness may lower breast cancer risk. Studies are showing that if you exercise, you might lower your risk of breast cancer. Well,
what?
Of course.
What?
Of course.
Doesn't that have anything to do with the lymphatic system that needs movement?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wow, you really got to do a study for this. Moment of duh. Yeah, it's going to lower your risk of breast cancer, not just breast cancer, but all different types of cancers, because you are going to be moving. And as Robert mentioned, that lymphatic system needs movement to be able to detoxify the body. So,
but
yeah,
you can't acknowledge that, and I can't acknowledge that. We're not oncologists.
Well, no, we don't have an MD after our name, so you can't listen to anything we say. We don't know anything about health.
We're just reading what they say in the New York Times, and you know they're gospel.
They are. Yeah, New York Times, they've never lied.
Which, by the way, is referencing peer-reviewed literature, which is very interesting. Now, again, we're applauding the fact that they're acknowledging this. We're also making a little bit light of it because, again, people in the intelligentsia, the skeptic folks, they don't believe anything unless it's in the peer-reviewed medical literature. Like, they wouldn't believe that eating food is probably good for you if you want to live, right? Until it appears in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Yeah, well, come with me if you want to live. That's what I think the Terminator said, ironically, when he became the good guy. Listen, having a great time with TMB. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a really cool question of the day relating to cancer. Oh, yes, we're going to talk more about that. And then, was the eclipse racist? Can we, like, get the ACLU to sue the sun? That's a question we're going to have to answer to today on the air.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2922 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
A new world record came out in the 1970s. Do you have memories of that? Like back when the day when record albums came out, there were big vinyl record albums that have come back apparently. And it was a big deal. You know, you'd be guy. We'd all go to the record store and we'd get the latest record. Do you have memories like that, Ty?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I loved it. The first 45 that I ever got was Journey, Don't Stop Believing, in like late '70s or early '80s. That was the first one I ever got.
Right. No, I can go back into the '70s with some of the 45 L, the what they call the 45s.
Yeah,
43 RPM, 33 and a third RPMs were the.
Oh yeah.
This was our upbringing, and we remember. I just have this visual memory of the graphic artwork on albums, and it was all so intriguing and interesting. I mean, that was like we didn't have an internet then. We had albums. We had rock and roll. So anyway, a little ELO bringing us back in, thanks to Super Don. We were just talking about not going back to the '60s and the Burn Your Bra movement, but maybe that's why people were upset with Sid Singer and his wife when they come out and said, you know what, Dress to Kill, stop with the constriction of the lymphatic drainage, because that's really causing a problem of a detoxification burden that the breast tissue is going to retain, and then eventually it can develop into a cancerous tumor.
Yeah, Sid Singer and his wife Selma, they published a book called Dress to Kill, and all they really did was compile information, and they surveyed women that were there in Fiji. At the time, it's where I think they lived. I think they're not in Fiji any longer. But at that point, they just compiled the information. They found out that women there, and this is about a 20,000 woman sample, if I remember correctly, something like 3 in 4 chance of getting breast cancer, 75% chance if you wore a bra all the time. If you wore a bra 12 hours a day, it was something like 1 in 7, I think. Mm-hmm. And for those women that were surveyed that never wore a bra, 1 in 168 chance of getting breast cancer.
Right.
They just compiled the information, but they got lambasted for it.
Sure.
Sometimes the truth's just kind of inconvenient.
And folks, this has nothing to do with, no pun intended, titillation. It is honestly about a physiological function that needs to occur, and if you restrict it, that's problematic. So yep. if you want to wear breast coverings, don't make them so tight and restrictive that they limit lymphatic drainage from the breast tissue. Okay.
Yeah,
it seems so basic. Why would anybody get criticized other than maybe that?
It's so basic. It is so basic. And anybody, even non-mechanics know that if you have a crimp in your gas line or a crimp in your oil line, your car's not going to run properly. You're going to have some issues. It's the same thing that happens with the lymphatic system. If it doesn't move, it gets stagnant. We have health problems.
Yeah, and our buddy Dr. Batar talks about that all the time. He sees, you know, just like in just about every situation that cancer is in the body, there's lymphatic stasis. There's, you know, chronic low-level dehydration. There's any number of things that are adding to the toxic burden of the body and the deficiencies. But, man, the lack of movement, say it will kill you, is not an overstatement at all.
Yep, yep. And, you know, the same thing goes true for pets. Pets need to move. I'm just now finishing up The Truth About Pet Cancer, which we'll release in October next month.
That's right.
But that's one of the common things that I'm hearing from all the veterinarians and even medical doctors that I interviewed for it, is that the pets have to move, otherwise they're going to get sick as well.
All right. Well, y'all, if you have questions, you can always call in 866-939-2355 or leave us a message there, or go right to robertscottbell.com or on the YouTube channel, or any number of ways you can reach out to us through Twitter as well as Facebook, and we'll do our level best to answer you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Hallelujah Acres, or related to Hallelujah Acres. Jeffrey, who's age 65, writes that he's been... Well, can you read this opening paragraph? Do you see
it
there? Do you have it?
Yeah, he says, I've been a Hallelujah Acres minister for many years, born and raised in North Carolina, being extremely overexposed to the sun all my life, has resulted in several severe skin cancer sites on my neck, nose, and ear. Finding it out through the experience that eating a healthy, clean diet alone is not enough in my situation to stop the skin cancer. I can send photos if necessary.
Okay. He says, I'm very familiar with you and the whole alternative healthy lifestyle and diet protocol. I have the Quest for the Cures series hosted by Mr. Bollinger. When they call you Mr. Bollinger, is it usually a term of endearment, or are they mad at you?
I think it's a term of endearment here. I'm almost certain it is. But whenever I hear Mr. Bollinger, I look for my father.
Exactly. I was just thinking, Dad? What is that? Dad? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Dad. He says, I've watched all, and I'm familiar with most of the doctors and protocols. I've also ordered and watched Chris Warp's latest video series, modules 1 through 10. I've noticed that skin cancer is seldom mentioned by any of the doctors, and if so, only briefly, with not much information. So where does he go from there?
Yeah. So one of the interviewees in the first Quest was a golfer named Chris, that I interviewed at Dr. Buttar's office. So I'm guessing that's why Jeffrey here has contacted Dr. Buttar. That's a clinic that can very successfully treat skin cancers in general. But before I would recommend anything in particular, Jeffrey, I'd want to know what kind of skin cancer. Is it basal cell or squamous cell or melanoma? And secondly, how advanced is the are the cancers? So if it's just basal cell, or even just a stage one squamous cell, those are cancers that I personally, I've taken care of basal cells myself that I've had on my face from lying in the sun too much when I was younger. I know people that are taking care of squamous cell with certain salves that you can rub on your face or your neck or wherever the place is. It's called Curaderm. We had at last year's symposium in Dallas, we had Bill Edward Chom, who is the founder of Curaderm in Australia. He found that this this extract from the eggplant can actually is selectively toxic towards most skin cancers. As long as it's not like a metastasized melanoma, you can use it topically. It's very successful. It's called Curaderm, and you can get it at Curaderm.net. Curaderm.net. And no, we have no financial ties to them at all. That's just the best place to get it. And I always have a couple bottles of Curaderm on hand here. So if I ever see a place on my arm or face that looks like it might be abnormal, I just put some Curaderm on it and it's gone in a week or two.
Sure. And I've worked with folks and I've even had like, you know, if you have a little abnormal growth or even a wart or something that can be related to cancer, sometimes they're linked to viral manifestations. The use of concentrated iodine locally, just on the spot, can ultimately just dissolve it as well. And Jeffrey brings up an interesting point, because the Hallelujah Acres folks are very aware about organic and clean, and I you know, I've been impressed with their information over the years. And so he says, I don't believe it's enough to eat healthy, clean diet. And I agree with him. We have to supplement. And, you know, I talked about, and I think it was on the Quest for the Cures in a Way lecture, we included the information in our book, too, about the selenium deficiency, the metastasis due to the ease with which the cancer can chew through the connective tissue, being a silicone deficiency. And so there are absolutely, I believe, a necessity that beyond organic, clean food, we have to supplement, because, you know, our buddy Chris Barra was even on talking about the fact that Brazil nuts don't contain the same amount of selenium that they did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So all foods are not as rich as they once were because the soils have been depleted. There's been a genuine degradation within our environment, which has necessitated our reach into the supplemental world.
I agree, Robert. The food's just, you know, the food supply has been, the chain has been depleted. It's been broken. We're not getting the nutrition from the food that we used to. The soil has been depleted. So I firmly believe in supplementation as well. And I think that's a key. And, you know, what Jeffrey's asking here is there something else other than I can do than just eating a clean diet to take care of these cancers? And yeah, there's a lot of good stuff that you can add to your diet. Supplements, there's topical salves like this. Curaderm's not the only one, but it's the one that I've seen work the best. There's other salves that are more caustic that contain bloodroot and those type of substances in them that will kind of eat a little hole in your skin. They work too, but that you might have a little bit of a hole left.
Yeah, exactly. And then you want to place some silver hydrosol on it to help facilitate the repair, if you will, the regrowth, the regeneration, which is good. And also, you know, with Buttar, what he has told us on the air, and maybe he also mentioned it with that golfer that he was a patient of his, featured in Quest for the Cures, that, you know, the skin cancer that he saw more often than not was happening in an area where there was no sun exposure. Yet it was the same kind of cancer that a lot of people claim is caused by the sun. And I would say, yeah, excessive sun exposure is not healthy, just like excessive anything. But we can manage some degree of overexposure if we have adequate levels of the minerals to counteract the oxidative damage, stress, radiation, etc., that impairs it. You know, we talk homeopathy like the EMF detox. Our buddy Dr. Frank King is going to be speaking at the next Truth About Cancer as well, bringing some homeopathy up here. So, Jeffrey, I don't know if you've worked with homeopaths yet, but that's another consideration in an adjunctive protocol where we're addressing it in many different ways.
It is, and Robert, you discussed some homeopathic remedies for pet cancer in this upcoming documentary. Very well, by the way. You did a great job. Very well done. So I can't wait for you to be able to see it.
Well, folks, and I've said this behind the scenes a little bit. I'm working on bringing some of my formulations out, some basics like liver support, for instance. I think it's so very important, intestinal function support, and one that addresses systemic inflammation. Because, again, I'm not about only one thing. I integrate all things into healing, and I think we need to now because we have a lot more, let's say, obstacles to cure than ever before. And some of it, as Dr. Batar says, and we recognize, is in our mind, our mental, emotional states, even our spiritual state, can block our healing or the healing that is ours by virtue of our birthright. And I don't like it when people are their own worst enemy, when they say, you know, I'm not worthy. And they might not say it overtly, but they'll say other things that will pattern in that will block the gifts of healing that are trying to be given unto them all of the time.
Yeah, and if they start saying that, they just need to go have a one-on-one session with Daryl Wolf. He'll fix that.
Doc of Detox will definitely fix that, which is a great thing to consider here. So we don't come through that. So let's see, what other stuff do we have to talk about today, TMB? Let's see, opioids aren't the only pain drugs to fear. You mean there's something scary?
Robert, opioids aren't that reminds me, this last weekend I was up in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I was speaking at the Take Back Your Health conference and went into a pretty good little spill about cannabis being used for pain as opposed to opioids. Because, you know, we have all of these side effects that are being produced from these opioid addictions like OIC, right? Opioid-induced constipation.
Yeah.
And there's better options, and one of them is CBDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, we talked about that inevitably, just like they're trying to do with the EPA from the fish oil, they're looking, because GW Pharmaceuticals out of Great Britain is planning to bring their CBD concentrate from cloned plants into America. When that happens, you know the FDA is going to try to attempt to wipe out the market for naturally derived hemp CBD as a supplement. So, folks, I'm encouraging you to go get CBD, go to your health food stores, make sure they're carrying CBD, make it as difficult to near impossible as possible to have the FDA be successful. We don't want them to succeed in banning a plant. We've already been through that. Haven't we learned anything yet? Haven't we? All right. We're going to learn something else. Racism, it's not just in Washington, D.C. It happens to be in the sun or on the sun. Or what's coming from the sun? Or is it the moon that's racist? What about that eclipse was racist? We're going to find out as Ty Bollinger tells us after the break right here on Outside the Box.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know what? Next year at the 2018 event, we should have Lynyrd Skynyrd open for the. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
That'd be
Free
good.
Bird! Free Bird! All right. Well, listen, we got that coming up. My goodness, I'm just thinking of all the things. By the way, folks, if you ever miss part of a show or the whole show, you've got so many ways to listen to the show. GCN, our broadcast radio syndicator, playing it around on radio stations around the country and around the world, UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com, and now YouTube is available, and the video stays up there apparently, and people can watch for free. How cool is that? So you never have to worry about missing a time when TMB and RSB are together having fun.
Now, which happens whenever we get together.
Which does. I don't know what that. What's it must be some kind of universal law. When you guys get together, you have to have fun. It's like we don't argue. We just do. We have fun.
Just do it. Yep.
So we're going to have some fun. And we are right now. Now, to wrap it up, in addition to the upcoming events, which are also listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, I want to remind you RSB Reports. RSBReports.com has been set up so you can download a free report on the gifts of the Magi. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we've talked about it with Doc Newsom now as well to give you a little bit more scientific background and validation for why. And that includes the turmeric as the gold. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. So we've got more of Doc Newsom coming up this week, too, which is exciting. But what about the eclipse? You guys were watching from your swimming pool. How outrageous. That's just not right. Socialism would make it so that we're all fitting in your pool to watch the same eclipse.
That's true, but we were watching, just my family, in from our swimming pool, and it was crazy because we were right in the middle of the line, mm-hmm. you know, like that 70-mile-wide, the trek across the United States. And so we got a full eclipse, and it went dark. It was crazy. I've never been in the middle of a full one before.
That is so cool. Now, it's the craziest story, if you thought that was crazy. Natural News is covering it. It's based on an article that was written for The Atlantic magazine. It was entitled American Blackout. The author of the piece is Alice Ristroff, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, dude, really? Really? What did she say?
she insinuated that the solar eclipse was somehow racist because it went the path that it took across the Earth, across yeah. the United States. There was very few black people in the middle of that 70-mile trek, so it was a racist eclipse. And this is not an Onion story. This is real. She actually insinuated that. That's just insane. I mean, if everything's racist, then nothing's racist. I mean, it loses yeah. its whole point when stuff like this is written seriously. I mean, racism certainly exists, but let's not confuse wow. it with this.
Yeah, it said the Atlantic's very lengthy essay on the failure of the eclipse to occur where a sufficient number of black people reside is entitled American Blackout. It clocks in a remarkable 4,544 words and doesn't appear to be satire. Now, folks, anybody, you know, again, there have been eclipses throughout history, and there'll be more eclipses, and each eclipse covers different parts of the planet. I don't remember the last time it happened where only people with more pigment in Africa could see the eclipse, and no white people in Northern Europe could see it, and then they call that racist. This is one of those things that's outside of the realm of pigment. Although, it's advantageous if you have more pigment than white boys like me and TMB, you want to be in the sun longer than we can be in the sun. That's an advantage. I mean, I wish I could be in the sun that long. I love the sun.
Well, Robert, you know, when stuff like this happens and there's a serious article insinuating somehow an eclipse could be racist, it kind of devalues the things that really are racist. You know, when they claim that President Trump was racist because he questioned the validity of Obama's birth certificate. Well, that has nothing to do with race. I remember when they released that birth certificate six years ago. I think it was 2011. Maybe it was before that. But I was there at my computer when they released it, and I downloaded that thing, and I pulled it into Adobe Illustrator, and I unlayered it. They forgot to merge layers, and that was a created right. document.
There was something wrong with
it. It just was. There's no debating that.
But you're right in pointing this out, that because you criticize somebody for doing something wrong or illegal, it's not the definition of racism. I wish, you know, again, they use the word to make it meaningless at this point. For those of you who don't know, racism is the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. Granted, there are people that have prejudices that don't like certain people, but it is not the same thing. Please use the term appropriately and accurately or else there's no meaning to it. And then whatever you're trying to do will fail, utterly, miserably fail. Maybe that's good because you don't know what you're talking about. Certainly anybody that calls the eclipse racist doesn't know what they're talking about. Anyway, TMB, another great outside the box in the can.
As usual, RSP, thank you, my friend.
Well, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
I.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.